So this weekend, my wife actually told me, she said, I want some pajamas for Christmas. I was like, done. That's easy. I just go to pajamagram.com. And I've done this before for her, and she's loved them before. And Frankie stole them, so she wants new ones. So don't tell her. If you see my wife today, don't tell her. But this is what's going to happen. I'm going to go to I'm on right now. The Tempting Touch pajamas gift set, unbelievable, unbelievable. And it's micro velvet, new fabric, silky smooth, and that's what she wanted. She said, "Give me something that's soft." And I was like, "Tempting Touch pajamas. They're out there right now. Go to pajamagram.com. Immediately, you'll see the Tempting Touch pajamas." And you get free gift packaging as well. You don't have to worry about it. And you don't have to worry about it. It's guaranteed by delivery by Christmas. So I'm on. I'm getting them. I'm getting her the Tempting Touch pajamas. If your wife loves pajamas and she wants the soft and wonderful pajamas, go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
So the for those people who wagered on the presidential election, I think it should pay off
after today.
Is
Trump a favorite now?
He's not a favorite. All 538 members of the Electoral College will formally cast their ballots for president. So this should finally be settled, and the bets will be paid off or taken up. So you were just in Washington this weekend.
I was in Washington.
Did you have any? Did you see the president?
I did not see the president.
Did you golf with him?
He was out of town. Wasn't he at West Point for the Army-Navy game?
He was there for the coin flip. I don't know if he stuck around.
But I would imagine he got back for his rallies. Mm-hmm. Which was, there was a big rally. There were all kind of Trumpsters there. They were dressed. I've got some pictures, some neat pictures.
What were they dressed like?
Well, there was George Washington was walking with his, you know, his flag. Mm-hmm. And he's a Trump fan. George Washington is.
Is that so?
Yep. Okay. Do you know who George Washington voted for? No.
Well, he's dead, so I know he
didn't
vote for
anyone.
This
George Washington was walking around with his flag. Okay. I know who he voted for. He voted for Donald Trump. Yeah, it was very interesting weekend. I got a picture of the Trumpsters at the Washington Monument. They're all Gabby? With their hands against the wall. I couldn't tell. My wife said they were praying. I thought that they were trying to
push it over.
No, I think that they were thinking they were being arrested because Biden's going to be president or something like that.
Wailing wall? Was it a wailing wall?
It was a wailing wall kind of thing going on. You know, the Washington Monument, the thing that obelisk that stands right up there.
So they all had their hands on it?
It wasn't
a laying of hands?
I'll tell you this. I don't know how Washington, D.C. can operate as a city because there's a bajillion cops and all they do is block streets off. That's all they do. That's it. I mean, there are every street is blocked. You can't go driving, Ubering all over the place. It's unbelievable how difficult it is.
Did you get to see the barricades around the White House?
I got to see, you know, you can get within like three blocks of the White House or so. Mm. Yeah. But it was my first time actually to Washington to sightsee. Been there with the Texans before, but we stayed in Baltimore, went to the field, and then left. So I got to see Washington for the first time, which was it's a really neat city. Beautiful. It's a beautiful city, and but it was interesting to have all the Trumpsters there.
Did you go?
And there, a lot of them were in our hotel. We were right by Union Station. They're boisterous,
huh?
Hmm.
What were they saying mostly?
Are you here for Trump? Trump? What?
No. Was there a chant or a cheer?
Like,
I don't remember any chants. No, I don't remember any.
Hell
chants.
No.
He won't go?
Something like that. Or hell no, F you, Joe. Hell no, F you. Whatever.
Oh. Okay, no, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that Trump, per se. But that chant. But it was fun. I mean, you know, everything was fine. Except for, I guess they had some issues at the rally.
That's surprising. Was it
technical microphones, or was it
feedback? Arrests and stabbings and stuff.
What?
Yeah,
stabbings?
Well, so yeah, I think that they had some issues.
Oh, it must have been those dirty liberals getting involved and starting fights.
I will say that, yeah, no, Antifa probably showed up. You know that.
Yeah.
And they were antagonizing. I will say that we ate at Filomena's. If you ever go.
That sounds familiar.
Filomena's is a wonderful Italian restaurant in Georgetown. And it was, we went there yesterday. It's really good. You want to talk about real Italian. Mm-hmm. Every president eats there. It's no bigger than that. There's a door, and then you go downstairs. But it's really, really neat. If anybody has ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. But if you go to Washington,
we may have been there when we were there.
You did.
I think somebody told us to go there, but it was at lunch. But it was Italian, maybe not, because I don't remember it being
very
Italian.
No, it's very Italian.
Okay, so I don't think that's where we went.
Yeah. I mean, all the star, everybody goes there. I mean, it's really, really good, and it's really good.
Does Dwayne Haskins go there?
I can't imagine he was. Yeah, I imagine he was.
Does
there.
Kyle Allen go there?
Maybe. They might go there.
Ron Rivera?
I don't know. You got to walk down the stairs, so I don't think Alex Smith can go there.
Oh, he plays football, John. He can go. His team leads the division. How dare you?
Oh, he got his leg hurt yesterday.
Did he finish the game?
I don't know that, because it's a Washington game. I didn't watch any.
Oh, you mean the division leading Washington?
Yeah, no, they're kicking ass.
Yeah, speaking of teams who don't have names, throw Cleveland in there, too.
Yeah, Cleveland doesn't have a name now.
Bye-bye to the...
The Indians are still the Indians?
No, they're not anymore.
They officially take them out.
Cleveland, well, that's what I'm calling
them.
They
said they're not going to be the Indians anymore. Yes. Now, they may not change the name until next year.
Yeah.
But they're going to go just by the Cleveland baseball team?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. But listen, when you fly in, we flew into Dulles, made a mistake, not going to Reagan. But when you fly in, there is a giant, giant Red Tails, big, big wall, a mural of the Red Tails and what they did. And I'm thinking, this isn't that hard, Daniel Snyder. You get to keep the red, and it's the tails. And all these years that you were defaming the Native Americans, you can actually make up for that by honoring the Red Tails, which would be, I mean.
No, doesn't that one guy, but that one guy is squatting on the name.
Oh.
Remember, he wants to get
paid.
Yeah. You're just going to have to pony up. That guy's going to win.
Maybe. He took Red, but you could do
what if Daniel comes out like, we got our name, he comes out. And he's just like, squaws.
Squaws?
Walks off.
No.
Washington Pocahontas.
No.
And it's, dabs, and walks the, off the stage, and everyone starts throwing tomatoes.
Instead of having that old racist face, it's now Elizabeth Warren.
Oh,
to honor Elizabeth Trump. Warren. To honor Trump.
No, she's fake. No.
What, Lance? What's your problem?
She had like 1.7%. No. Something. There was some. There's a little bit in there.
No, I don't know.
Did yeah, I think Elizabeth had.
It was like a very small percentage.
It was the Ancestry.com or the 23andMe came back on it. There was a tiny little.
A little sliver?
There was like a little tiny sliver like my dad used to take out of pecan pie at Thanksgiving when he was like the very last little sliver before he went to bed. Because if you take tiny bites, they don't count. Like the calories don't count.
Uh-huh. Well, they do.
It's easier to burn those calories.
Yeah, but I don't know that her.
If you eat like 40 slivers of pie, that's like half a pie.
But if you eat a little one at a time, then
yeah, then
you're
it's
burn
like
it off. Then you go get another one.
Yeah, it doesn't. That won't cause you to gain weight if you eat. Well, you can eat a pan of brownies, but if you do it along the edge, like if you start along the edge and cut that little crust off, like hey, I kind of like this. It's a kind of
like
a hard
part?
Crust. Yeah, I like that part.
Well,
I like all the
but
part.
When you cook,
I like that
you
part
like
of lasagna.
Dry.
Oh, you like that part of lasagna on the crust? The edge of the pan?
Not really.
Like that?
Yeah.
Do you like encrusted pizza or you leave your crust there too?
I eat the crust, but it's not the best part.
Well, so if you're having the real pizzas that are kind of flat, you don't get the big, Pizza Hut crust.
No, that you like. That's okay. But I know I'm not a big, I like the meat in the.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
But I like the crunchy parts on the end.
I know, yeah.
I've the corner parts.
Oh.
This is why I'm gonna literally bring in a brisket.
Why
one
do
day.
You keep
And then
him get
it will be
off.
You can have brisket if you never say anything again once you and you have to publicly admit how good it is.
Okay, look, bring a brisket in. Well, what are you waiting
I'll
for?
I'll start it overnight.
Look
I'll
behind me.
Okay, bring it tomorrow.
I'll start it What is food here?
It's Antifa.
Why is Antifa here?
Antifa.
We've got an Antifa here. Is that Nick?
Yes.
Is it Nick?
Yeah, it's Nick is being Antifa. Hell? He's got a black jacket. He's got a hoodie, a black mask, and a black hat.
Don't they wear white masks?
I don't know what they wear.
He's also got some kind of little like metal stick that he can break out windows
now
with.
Now he's got spray.
He's got
a bear spray or a mace spray.
Yeah.
He's got an umbrella.
Antifa's Nick. In the room.
Antifa's with us. Yeah, so bring your brisket tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to let this man defame you over and over again?
Huh?
Every time you talk about food, he's always bringing up dry and burnt and then mentions your brisket.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a brisket. I'm tired of this nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Bring a brisket tomorrow. All right?
Because then I don't have time to do all that stuff. I got to start it based on timing because I want to.
Then you're just going to keep your brisket's going
to
keep
I can't have it be old. Like, I can't have a brisket that has to stay in a. I've heard people say, oh, no, you can pre-cook, you can keep it cool, then you can reheat it. Like, I've heard barbecue people say, oh, no, you can do this if you do it the right way. I'm not taking any chances.
No.
There's too much on the line here.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to reheat. That's not happening.
You better not need a hacksaw to get into it.
Do I need ketchup to eat your brisket?
No, unless you're a ketchup on steak guy.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying
unless you're one of these well-done steak ketchup guys.
I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to
listen,
get
well-done
it down.
Steak guys have really... You got to just stay hidden in the shadows. You cannot out loud tell people that you like well-done steaks. If you like well-done steaks, you need to just stop saying it and just play along and pretend like you're, you know, oh, no, I like medium. I don't like it bloody. I don't like it mooing at me. I like medium. Don't say well-done steaks and don't say ketchup on steaks.
John, I'm going to say something in your ear because I'm not sure I can say it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay,
no, you can't say that.
Yeah.
I could hear that, Dell.
Oh,
you
I know.
Can't say that.
I didn't want other people to hear. I know you can hear it.
Why would you ask John?
Yes.
His answer is always going to be yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can say that.
Yeah. You got to take it to the lube shop.
John is.
John's
legitimately one of the worst people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's not intentionally bad. No, you're actually one of the worst. Because John's just, John is like, you know, he's kind of just making his way in this crazy world that's become more politically correct.
What?
He does things.
He's just naive.
It's like, hey,
I'm
you
like
can't
Mary
do that
Tyler
anymore.
Now,
he's like, if Archie Bunker got, you know, moved ahead a few decades. That's what that is. You know what you're doing.
Bunker.
You know what you're doing. You're like, Gilbert, what did the guy look like? That's intentional.
Well, yeah.
you're an intentional person.
You can't blame me for something he says over and over again. I just ask him a question. In fact,
you want to hear him
know
say
the
it
answers.
Over and over.
Let
and
him
over.
Say what he wants to say.
At 9:15. Yes. Yeah, so you know what Lance wants to say? St. Arnold.
St. Arnold is, and this is a true story, St. Arnold is one of the great places you can go for an outdoor lunch, an outdoor happy hour, even dinner. They've got a phenomenal outdoor venue. It's not a patio, it's a venue. And it's one of the coolest things we have in the city of Houston. Great view and vantage point. Let's get to the food and the beer. The food is phenomenal. The pizzas are the authentic wood-fired pizzas that are so delicious. The LZ is one of the pizzas they have. It says AKA LZ. It's got a name I can't pronounce. It's got two different meats, cherry peppers on it. It's my favorite pizza, so much so that they call it the AKA LZ. They've got great sandwiches. The Bishop Burger is phenomenal. Fantastic salads waiting for you. Here's the thing. When it comes to beer, I almost don't have to tell you anything about the beer because they're Houston's original craft brewery. You know all about the amazing Christmas ale. Right now, you can stop in to your local grocery store and get the variety pack of the IPAs, and you can stop in and sample or try or drink heartily from any of the different beers that they have available, which is pretty much everything right there at the beer garden and restaurant. Ciders, beers, great food. It's all located at St. Arnold, the beer garden and restaurant. Go to StArnold.com for more information.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads Or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 919 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? Any thoughts on what's going on with your Texans or your Rockets? Seems like a great time. Great time to be a Texan and Rocket fan. Right now.
So James Harden has come out and leaked to Ramona Shelbourne or his people or whatever that he's unmoved by John Wall. He still wants out. So I assume he's reporting, so I guess he'll be a Rocket, and he'll do whatever he has to do. Up to this point, I have no issues with Rafael
Stone.
Allegedly,
he's reporting. He's supposed to report today.
Well, he's been taking his tests, right? I mean,
I don't know that. I guess he has.
I guess, too.
No. If he hadn't been, that probably would have been reported. James won't even take the test or whatever. But this is the day that was set a week ago.
I think he wants
that James
his money.
Would report.
I think James wants his money.
Yeah, he probably wants his. I would imagine. I don't know that is. I mean, is this an untenable? Is this becoming untenable now?
I think it makes it harder. Somebody probably has told him, if you want to get traded, you need to come in because it's going to be too hard to trade you. Because the Rockets are not going to – listen, we talked to the Rockets. The Rockets are not going to make – they're not going to move you if they can't get fair value, and it's going to be impossible to get fair value if you make it too difficult. So, maybe. Hopefully – I still think the best-case scenario now is Daryl Morey trades for – is Ben Simmons is a Rocket. Now, if you had a choice between Tyler Hero or Ben Simmons, I think Miami may be lightening their stance on potentially moving – Hero, and if you think about it, it does make sense from the standpoint of winning a championship now. James, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, I mean, that's a pretty serious, and Goran Dragic, that's a pretty serious three-man show or four-man show right there.
Jimmy want to play with him?
He was asked about that because he liked a post that said that James had expanded his options to Miami, and he was asked about it. He goes, I just want my buddy to be happy. It's a weird thing because all the Heat propaganda. Because
it's technically, is that technically tampering or no?
I don't know.
Not liking a post.
Well, that's why he had to say, I just want my boy to be happy. It's funny because if you watch the Heat account.
That's his boy?
Well, I guess. That's what he said.
I guess, except
he didn't want to play with
him. When he could have come here, he didn't.
Yeah, and we
ain't that close.
And we see
Russell Westbrook's been one year out. I gotta go.
So it's a lot of you don't know what you're asking for until you, and then when you get it, you're not that thrilled about it. And it's funny because the Heat are putting out all these things, but look at our team, look at everybody together, we're having so much fun. But like four or five of those guys are gonna have to leave if you trade. It's not like you're not gonna gut the roster. That's what you're gonna have to do to get James Harden in. I don't know. It feels like the exact opposite of a player the Heat would want, except that Riley loves championships. So
James,
nothing says championships like James.
Exactly, that's the other thing.
But it is true. Like your team gets some of the issues that Miami had was that they could defend, but they did have problems scoring at certain stages. James eliminates that. He eliminates defense at that guard position, but he also eliminates difficulty scoring. And it might be one of those things where Miami says, "Look, let's just get this done because we can." They probably are a more dangerous team with James Harden.
Sure.
That's true.
I get.
Well, okay, so you said four or five players. What players?
It would be some combination.
Olynyk.
Well, if you're asking, well, you got to make salaries match. So you're throwing in Olynyk and Iguodala. You're getting Hero and Robinson and Nunn and probably their first round pick from this year, and maybe a future first, because they'd have to work something out with OKC because they can't really trade any first. But you're getting their first round pick from this year, probably Hero, probably Robinson and salary to match. Huh. You're getting three young players and
Three young players. How about? I mean,
what Hero?
Hero has star
Robinson's
potential.
An elite shooter. Who you love?
Duncan Robinson is a very good shooter. There's no question.
And Hero has.
Okay, so put those together with John Wall and Boogie. Well,
Iguodala, you buy out or cut, and he's gone.
No, the only thing you have to hope for is that the two rookies, not rookies, but the second year player and Hero, and then the rookie are really good. Hero has the potential to be whatever.
Hero has tremendous potential.
But you're not going to be a legit playoff team this year.
What about, okay, so what about putting Ben Simmons with John Wall and Boogie? And
well, who else, what else are you getting? Just Ben Simmons?
No, you're getting picks, and Daryl will give up whatever. Daryl will give up his undying love for James.
See the issue is with both the moves are you're adding, well, Ben Simmons is an established player, but you're adding youth to guys who really would like to win now. Wall is in his 30s. Cousins is in his 30s. Ben Simmons.
Well, Ben Simmons is a win now guy.
No, I understand, but Ben Simmons can be around for years.
Yeah,
and he could be the cornerstone if he's that good. Well, but he's not. He's not elevating you to a title with Wall and Cousins.
No. But he's the best player.
Sure.
Of all of those, would you rather have Tyler Hero or Ben Simmons?
At this point, the one man can't shoot. But at this point, I'd rather have Ben Simmons with the prospect of him becoming a better shooter.
Yes.
If I believe that, I want Ben Simmons. He has an elite skill level.
Yeah. Yep.
You want young players. I understand the Rockets are doing that. Cousins is a weird thing because he's like a minimum deal, so it doesn't really matter that much about Cousins. He's not even going to start. Christian Wood will start. So you would hope to, if you love Christian Wood, you would hope to find the best guy to team with him because that's your future going forward.
For years to go, yeah.
Yeah.
John Wall's going to be here for 3 years. There's no getting around
but
that.
But who knows what he will be. But, yeah, he will be here for a little bit.
Yep. I don't. None of it sounds all that.
Not going to get a superstar.
Nothing. None of that sounds all that tutti-frutti, if you want to know the truth. Well,
James put you in this position, so now you have to try to figure it out.
Yep. I mean, this is going. No, James is going to have himself. This is the only place where you can really defend James in Houston, what he's been, what he means to the, you know, what he means and how, you know, what a star he is here. He burns this bridge. I mean, I guess wherever he goes, they've got a chance to like him. But he's very unlikable.
When it's all said and done, James will be done. He'll have a crap load of money, but he will not have a bunch of friends in the NBA.
No.
He may have people who like to party with him or whatever, but I don't think he's. I think James's friends are the people who are in a circle now, and I don't think they're a bunch of basketball players.
I think around the league, as far as teams and fans, you're talking about people defending him. The James Harden experience for the outside looking in is pretty good for the regular season. Look. The stats, the usage, the efficiency scoring. People look at that and go, I would love that on my team. And even the playoff moments that people acknowledge are like, well, it doesn't hit the same because it's not your team. If James throws up a 2-for-11 in a game 6 when Miami needs him, the opinion will change really quickly. Right now, some people are like, you got to bring him in. He's a former MVP. Riley loves big players, and if they get him, they're going to win a title. Wait for it. Wait for the moment where he doesn't show up. All that stuff will go out the window. And he won't have the same defenders in other places that he has here if he does that in their city.
Yeah. Well, especially since, because specifically, he was brought in here to change the organization. Well, no one knew he'd be this, though. No one knew even Daryl didn't know he'd be this good. But he's being brought in wherever now.
To win a championship.
To win a championship. Let's get Lawrence in here. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call, as always. How's it going today?
Good.
Hey, just curious if you guys think we should, and maybe you've talked about it before, shut Deshaun down, because that what happened yesterday scared the living daylights out of me. First of all, we don't know what happened initially, but then he had blood all over his groin, and he was obviously hurting. We need to save this guy, correct?
Save him?
Yeah, it's the NFL. He's
from getting hurt.
He's going to play.
So what are you going to do?
Not play him. Sit him. I mean,
this is done.
Well, you don't have to pay him, though, right?
You do have to pay him.
Oh, so you want to pay them and just set them out?
Not a lot this year, you don't. All that money comes in next year.
That is true.
But my point is, Deshaun already said he wanted to get out there. Look, I'm all for in the fourth quarter of that game. Sit him down. Don't play him. There's nothing to be had. But you're trying to build a winning team, a winning organization. You don't just put a guy on the bench. Deshaun A doesn't want to do that and will think you're a bunch of losers if you do that. He'll say, I don't want to play.
We are a bunch of losers.
He already said that. No, he already said it yesterday.
No, he's right. He's right.
What?
Bunch of losers.
Deshaun doesn't want to be with a bunch of losers.
Yeah, but he is.
Sitting him down for the year because you don't want to hurt him, but you don't want to hurt him next year either.
The guys get shut down all the time.
We're a world of opt-out.
Not in football.
College football is about to opt out. Everyone's going to be an opt-out. The next thing is people opt out of entire junior years. You're going to see that in mass. I talked to a GM the other day who said, there won't be, in 5 years, there won't be a lot of junior seasons being played for the top prospects. And it'll just be 2 years and that's all you get. And Deshaun, the idea of a pro player opting out, where have you seen guys shut down?
We've seen guys shut down in middle pro football seasons. I don't know about pro football. We've seen in other sports where, we're going to shut them down for the rest of the year.
Pro football, 16-game season.
But he shut them down. Okay, Joe Mixon has had a foot injury all year.
Well, injuries.
Most of the year. Then, what? If you're the Bengals, you go, why play him?
Especially if it could do more damage.
Deshaun isn't hurt. He's not hurt.
I would shut down a guy. If Deshaun had a groin injury, a shoulder injury, yeah. I would totally shut him down.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. 7-3-7-8-0.
I'm sorry, but did y'all see blood in his groin? Like, what was that part?
I don't remember seeing
a bloody groin.
I didn't either. But I did think
I don't want him back out there.
When he got hurt, I thought he got hit in the nuts. I did too.
I said, okay, kids. My kid said, what happened? I said, nut shot.
Nut shot. Yes.
Because he's doing this. He's got his hand. Unless it's just his move where when he lays down, he's like.
Well, his wrist hurt.
Because I do that too sometimes.
No. It was a funny bone. It was his elbow.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It was his elbow.
It was numb, so he just had it laid out.
You grab your nuts around there? Is that what you do?
I don't know.
You hit your funny bone?
Yeah, but when you grab, you feel a little bit better when you're grabbing stuff down
there.
Well,
sure. I mean, hey, this makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's comforting.
Right.
Oh. You want to feel a little comfort.
Oh, my God. You got in a car accident. Yep.
No, I'm just saying.
Grabbing your stuff?
You know, sometimes you reach down there just to feel good.
Yeah, you just, like, sometimes.
It makes everything feel better. Yeah.
You just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, rappers on video sometimes will do that, or the pants pull real tight around
rappers
it or whatever.
On videos.
Or Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He did that whenever he had the, whenever he was pulling his hat down on the Billie Jean video.
Or he's with that little person.
Oh, here we go. Rappers, Michael Jackson rappers on videos. Dell when he's watching a movie, just hands down there, and not a Pornhub movie. Like, hey, this is comfortable.
Yeah,
just put it there.
Sometimes it is comfortable, John.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get
that. So maybe Deshaun. But I thought he
was uncomfortable down there, but he apparently not.
No, funny bone.
Funny bone. You usually grab your elbow when it's your funny bone. Hey, Deshaun went right for his nuts. That's good.
A source of comfort for him, John.
9:31 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about. A source of comfort for you is Jeff Aronoff coming over to your home and making it better. Just make it better, Jeff. Do everything you can. If you're building a house right now, let Jeff come and pick out the marble for you. Let him pick out the tile. Let him pick out the countertops and the vanities. And see the selection. And it's seriously, if you have a room to build out, he will, I'm telling you. Or, you're starting from scratch on your outdoor kitchen. Done. You need a designer? No, you got Jeff Aronoff. Jeff Aronoff's going to come to your home, and he's going to make that. He's going to make it look awesome because you can make it look so rich right now and wonderful, and that's the way that you improve the value of your home or your business. So if you're looking for a great way to get this done, to upgrade, make it, it's a big job. It's Jeff Aronoff is here for you in Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Tell them you heard it right here and get 20% off at Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 934. I was thinking we should send Gilbert out to the Women's U.S. Open. Gilbert is here. Let's see what he thinks about going out there and giving us live coverage.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Gilbert. Did you know that the Women's U.S. Golf Open is here this week? Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. It's cold out there right now, all right?
Is what out there?
I'm diabetic. Can't walk so good anyway. And I'm going to give myself a jail anyway, though.
Wait, whoa. You said you can't walk so good and you're not going to get yourself in jail?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
like the last time we went to the Houston Open a couple years ago anyway.
What happened?
You know what happened. I was there. You were there.
Yeah, you were there.
What? But what ended up happening?
You could not be where you are.
What ended up?
I don't do that no more anyway.
Did you get arrested?
No. You were there at the opener, remember?
I know, but what? Like, you just showed up on it with a bike. Like, that happens all the time.
I didn't show up on a bike. I didn't walk there during that time anyway.
Yeah.
You didn't walk to the Shell Houston Open?
You don't remember that anyway?
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I remember that. You remember that? Yeah,
no, I don't remember you walking to the Shell Houston Open. Did you take a bus out there?
Yeah, I took a bus out there anyway, yeah.
What's wrong
and then
with
you me? Walked out to where we were. How did you find us? Wait, you didn't have a pass. How could you get in?
Well, you walk around
He walked around.
Walk around the outside line.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. They've got like a little pathway over... I think over a little bridge to get in. Like, you can't. Did you avoid detection?
Did I avoid detection? What do you mean, avoid detection?
Did you avoid detection by the people who checked to see that you have a pass to get in?
No.
Did you have a ticket to get in?
Yeah, he walked around the side of the.
No.
You know, at Redstone, well, it was Redstone, former. The club formerly known as Redstone. You can go around the right side by the first tee of the members, and you can actually, I mean, there was all kinds of stuff. He just walked around, and then he walked right up to, he's a perfect sleuth. He's unbelievable.
So he circumvented the security process.
Yeah. And I think
that's how he did that.
I don't know if he's outsmarting all of us.
Yep.
On a daily basis.
He's unassuming, Lance. You just see him walking around. People don't think anything of it. Oh, okay. He's walking with a purpose. They just assume he knows where he's going.
He knows where he's going. Right, Gilbert? You just walked in. But then the police escorted you out, right?
No, I went home with Lance anyway.
You went home with Lance?
Oh, you drove him home
that
day.
Oh, that's when I took him home. Oh, that was a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you don't want to go to any more golf tournaments anymore?
That's a long drive.
No, I'm not a golf fan anyway.
Why not? What's the matter with golf?
I don't like golf. Too boring.
Well,
thank you.
Okay, you and Gilbert think alike. All right, good.
I agree with him, though. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, no.
Besides, if Deshaun Watson, you're going to retire now, you know?
I agree with that, too.
Deshaun Watson should retire?
You want Deshaun to retire right now? For the rest of the season.
At least for the rest of the season.
Yeah, Dell.
And then it's going to be Dundee, you know. That should be our coach, next coach.
Dungy.
Tony D.
Crocodile Tony Dundee?
Gundy.
You know what he said? Don't get smart.
He said Gundy.
What?
Gundy. What? No, he doesn't want Mike Gundy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Tony Dungy.
Oh, Tony Dungy?
Yeah. Right, Gilbert?
I don't think so, Gilbert. He's not in on it.
What?
We should get Giff Nielsen the coach, you know that.
Giff Nielsen?
Of all the people.
That'd be nice, Giff Nielsen.
It would
Nice. You miss Giff?
I'd miss Giff
a lot anyway.
He's a nice guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's like the head of the Mormon church now.
Church.
He is a big wig in the Mormon church, which is a big deal. No. Giff is.
Hold on a
he's
second.
He's up there.
Gifford
yeah.
Nielsen.
Right. Go look. He's like assistant grand poobah or whatever.
Let me see. Stanley Gifford Nielsen. It's kind of like when we did the thing out there at the Shriners, and they had all those. Remember, they had all those names. We didn't know what all of them were. Okay, he's an American football player, played professionally at Houston Oilers. He was sports director at KHOU. He's been general
Okay, he has been a general authority of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I don't know what that means, the general...
General authority. Big deal.
Currently, he is the president of the church's North American Central area.
That sounds like a big deal.
No. He is a big deal. Gift might be the Grand Poobah someday, or whatever they call him.
Gilbert. He's busy.
No, Gilbert, he's not going to be coach of the Texans. He's got a more important job. Okay?
Okay, I'll see you Friday at Michael Cloud. You're not going to be out there?
No, you...
Friday? Gilbert. Why would... You know we're not...
Well, first of all, Friday is earlier than it would be anyway.
No, it would be next Thursday.
Secondly, Gilbert, you helped shut this down. It was your sage advice to not take any chances. You told us that. You said, we're not taking chances. I'm not going to take a chance. The station should not take a chance. The station should do the right thing and call off the Christmas party.
You talked about...
It's cold out here all week. I'm going to stay home anyway.
Yeah, it's cold.
Good day, gentlemen, and... Keep those egg rolls frying, bye.
Keep those egg rolls frying?
I love the new tagline.
What?
We got to have Gilbert.
Keep those egg rolls frying or dry, did he say?
I think frying.
That is an amazing catchphrase.
What is going
Keep on? Keep those. And you know what Gilbert is so smart at? Me and John can't say that or we come off as racist. Try it somewhere at one of Wendy's parties.
Keep those egg rolls
frying. Try it at a Channel 13 party. Try it at a Channel 13.
Well,
get together.
Yeah.
Keep those egg rolls frying, guy. As just a goodbye. He was just that's a goodbye. Keep your powder dry. You know, like keep your powder dry.
Right.
You know, keep those egg rolls frying. It just means keep doing what you're doing. And Gilbert knows only he can say it. You can't say it. I'm not going to take a chance with that.
Hey. Keep those egg rolls frying.
Don't tell that to Maya Shea.
The fact that you even said that out loud with her name is enough.
I know.
Even here.
I love Maya.
She's awesome.
Is she going to appreciate that?
No, I don't know. But Gilbert said it. I
feel like there's going to be Maya Shea is going to have a post on notes. Uh-huh. Recently, the husband of one of my bosses.
Well, my boss.
My boss. Had a very disturbing and curious comment to me, and I'd like to get some clarification from my tweeps to see if you think this is offensive.
She's Asian and she's proud of it. Well, she should be.
John, you know how
keep your egg rolls frying.
There's this thing where we had a discussion about, you know, black people can say that word, and one of your buddies told his kid, you're not saying it. I don't care who says it. It's the same deal. Just because Gilbert said it. Doesn't mean you can say it.
Well, it's not that. Wait a minute. Yeah, none of those words are offensive. None of those words are offensive.
Keep your egg rolls frying.
Let's stop pretending like he doesn't know.
Don't say that to an Asian person. Don't say that to an Asian person.
Yeah, don't say it.
Just don't try it.
Oh, it's okay for Lance to say it.
I'm not saying it to someone.
You are. You're saying it to everyone.
Now, save the clip.
Well,
that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But Gilbert is basically saying something like, I can say this and you can't. Mm. He just created, we've known Gilbert for damn near over 20 years. Gilbert just hit us with a tagline.
Right. Keep those egg rolls frying.
He just hit us with his own catchphrase.
He does have a catchphrase.
Are you having a laugh? I'm going to get some Chinese food today. Do you think I should say it, John?
Yeah.
No.
You should say
that. That was a test.
After you're done, when you pick up with your food, you go, hey.
No.
Keep those egg rolls frying.
That was a test. You're supposed to say no. No, I'm not saying that to anyone.
No, I think that's fine.
Of course you do.
Yes. 943 ESPN 97.5. Whatever. Y'all are so soft. That's a great test. You know what? That's our next shirts. ESPN 97.5. Yeah. Keep those egg rolls frying.
I'm sure Courtney's going to get right on it.
Keep those egg rolls frying. My goodness.
Time to talk about Coors Light, the official beer of egg rolls. The official beer of everything you do. Okay, listen. Somebody sent us. This dude sitting there he's got a bunch of Coors Lights and a bunch of rifles. It's not the official beer of that. I don't know. That is his official beer. But it's not going to be the official beer of the Civil War. It's going to be the official beer of every fun thing that you do. You're going to love it. I loved it this weekend. I love it all the time. I ain't going to lie. if you're looking for the cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, I don't care how cold. It's cold out there right now. I still want refreshing, don't you? I mean, what, you want to be parched when it's cold outside? No, you want refreshing when it's cold. You want refreshing all the time, and that's what this beer brings. It's the official beer of whatever you do. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It's Texas chill, baby. Pick up 6, 12, a case, whatever, of cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Texans lose. And look, they look really good doing it, though. I'm going to tell you this. That was as impressive. They battled the whole game, up and down the field.
None of this
is accurate.
It was
a barn burner.
None of it.
They were...
The owner's wife got caught sleeping twice. Yes.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking a little nap during a game. There's nothing...
No. Well, usually games are not... places to nap. There's usually a little more.
How many times have we seen a little kids asleep at the game, and you know, or what in the?
Have you ever slept in a suite?
Have I ever slept?
You've fallen asleep when you were in a suite?
I probably have. Passed out? You mean?
No, no. I said sleep, not passed out. There is a difference.
Not to me.
I don't think she's.
Not to me, there's not.
I don't think Hannah McNair's going hard in the paint like you. I didn't see a bunch of. Bottles or cans in front of her, like I've seen it. You at a fantasy football auction, or just
well, no, no we see
just the little, at your house
the little kids sleeping at, the, and it's a great playoff game, and it's unbelievable that the little
kid that little guy right there is just looking at him tuckered out.
Yeah, so Hannah was just really, really tired. I mean, the game couldn't have put her to sleep. It was so emotional. I mean, it was as exciting.
One of the things I heard was that Deshaun was bleeding from his groin.
Right.
I mean, one of the things that one caller said, which, to be honest with you, I did not see the blood on his pants from his groin. Because if I would have seen that, I would have been like, AJ has got to stay in. We cannot put a guy with a broken penis in the game. His groin is bleeding. Deshaun, do not go back in with a broken wiener.
Apparently, he had some kind of cut on his knee or something.
Yeah.
And that's where the blood came from.
Not from his groin. But that caller said his groin
was bleeding.
Breezed right
over
it.
You want to talk about wanting it bad? Deshaun, if your groin is broken and bleeding, are you going back into a football game? Deshaun Watson.
Had another caller
you
like,
cannot question
Mitch Trubisky. I'm tired of Deshaun Watson. Trubisky's better than him.
What
are we doing today on the show?
You guys think she fell asleep because... You know, the normal time she spends with Kyle is so exciting that the come down to the game put her to sleep.
It might be. It might be.
That Cal excitement. Is
the exhilarating conversations he normally has before. And the game
the Texans like, game was more boring than Cal?
The game was simply a come down from those conversations.
Hey, the old out kick the coverage thing applies here too now.
Mm. Do you think? Yeah.
Not her. She didn't out kick her coverage.
No,
she did.
She's got
kicked that bag.
She married well.
That bag.
No, she's got
that
great
bag. I'll kick everything.
She's got gunners who fight and get down the field really quickly. Cal, on the other hand, his gunners aren't great. Way out kicked.
Yeah, but he had. That's all right. He
yeah.
bought some gunners.
There, you know, the thing is,
he bought his gunners. Look,
that's always the unspoken thing, right? We can look at the family picture and go. See how that happened
that
in your head.
That doesn't make
you
want to
be cynical and be like, you could go, oh, that's love. Oh. But cynically, you're like, that's all.
That's how that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know how you're looking at things, Dell.
Cap.
Very cynically.
That looks like a great family. I've seen a family picture. And
hey, how'd this happen?
Then you start to analyze. Huh? Oh, he's the son of Bobby. Oh,
I got it.
Got it.
got it. No, no, no. If you showed that picture, you'd be like, with no background on it?
Yeah.
Nah, this doesn't make any sense.
No. No, like, did they just get mixed up in the photo? Is she somebody else's wife? Or what is this? Is this a sister?
Is he photobombing?
Is this a sister? Yeah. Is he photobombing? This is a sister, right? This is a sister? No.
Look, all credit to knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. For getting that done.
I was telling people tell me that about my wife. Yeah, I kicked your coverage. Yeah, and I said, you know what's funny? Is you know who never says you outkicked your coverage? Women to other women.
Women don't say
like,
that.
Boy, you really outkicked your coverage, Nicole.
Well, just you,
then it's like,
as ugly as you are,
yeah,
to have
guys can say that, and where it's breaking balls. If a woman tells another woman, boy, you really outkicked your coverage, Mary. Like,
what?
You know what? You're such a bitch, Megan. You outkicked your coverage. What's that mean? He looks way too good for you. You're a bitch, and I don't ever want to see you again. And then they'd never be friends
again. Never be friends.
Because women can shut off relationships.
But what they do is
she's out forever.
There's a group of friends, and they say it to the other friends.
Yeah, no, and they go, back.
She doesn't even deserve him.
Right, yeah, but right. She doesn't say things like, you outkicked your coverage.
No.
And you never would say that directly to another girl. Guys say that all the time.
He's way too good for her.
They say it to behind each other's backs.
He's way too good for her.
That's how we tell it to the face, man.
Yeah, we're
and then we laugh about it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, no. Like, you know how kick your coverage, Megan.
You know how many times I've gotten that? Well, do you have any idea how many times I've gotten that?
Your buddies probably say it all the time, probably.
Huh?
Your buddies probably say it quite a bit.
Yeah, every day.
Anytime I post a picture on Twitter or Instagram.
She's too good for you. Why is she with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with her?
I get that same stuff, and I'm like, and sometimes I'll put in there, she outkicked her coverage.
Yeah.
Just to fight
back. I always ask my buddy, is she on TikTok? Okay. Is she TikTok? Is she TikTok?
Lance, you should, every time you take a family photo, you should say, someone outkicked their coverage.
I should just do this.
Right, the caption, Nicole got lucky.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get Carrie in here.
She's
let's
a
talk
lucky
about your
girl.
Dolphins, Del. What do you say, Carrie?
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hey, so I've got a rhetorical question for Del, and then a serious question for either you, Lance, or John. Del, so yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs game, is there a reason why you want to take all of our draft picks? And on top of that, cover for no reason at the end of the game by kicking a field goal?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just stop? Can you stop hurting?
Do you have to have everything, Del?
Yes.
You take our covers. You take our draft picks. You know what's funny is what Brian Flores did ingratiated him to a lot more fans yesterday. Like, you know what? This guy gets it. He stayed inside the number. Dolphins fans who just bet their home team, no matter what, they're like, you know what? I can't believe he did this, but I'm loving Brian Flores even
more.
It's
like when a college
That is my question. Here's my question. Or I actually have two. One is, do head coaches in the NFL pay attention to that spread? Was that on purpose? That's my first question.
I don't know.
Second question is, how long do the Ole Miss Rebels keep their name and the Kansas City Chiefs keep their name?
So I would think the Chiefs are pretty staunchly, they've got a lot of backing and support. They have never had a mascot that has been considered shaky, have they? Like the Indians with the...
Chief Wahoo.
The Chiefs are pretty hardcore about sticking to their nickname.
Is it a raccoon? What is that thing that the Chiefs have as a mascot? A raccoon?
But that's not, being a chief is not derogatory.
No.
In any way.
Well, yeah, because the phrase Indian isn't even used other than people who are from India.
The chief was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a not name. Derogatory in any way.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's why they're sticking with it. Who was the other one that he mentioned?
The Ole Miss Rebels.
Rebels.
I could see. Well, they don't have the Rebel. They don't have Colonel Reb.
Colonel Reb's gone.
I don't know if they've held back this long. They got rid of the flag, too.
Yeah. The state of Mississippi got rid of the flag.
Yeah. I don't know. They could be done.
They
probably just go Rebs, running Rebs. Remember running Rebs?
Yeah, but they had a...
It's still running Rebs in UNLV?
It's still running Rebels, yeah. And they had a mascot that was questionable, I guess, at the time.
St. John's Red Storm?
Oh, well, yeah, it used to be the Red Men, though.
Yeah, they used to be Red Men, but...
Yeah. I don't. I think Ole Miss will hang on. I think they will. I mean, it has been gradual. They got rid of Colonel Reb.
Did Syracuse change from the Orangemen to just the Orange, right?
Yes. I'm not sure what that's about. Who was offended by the Orangemen?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Trump?
Did he put his foot down like 8 years ago?
He was not he was not as orange when they did that at all.
I don't know about pro coaches, but I believe
Trump is offended by the orange.
Orange men. That's
I don't
why they
think he's
going to
get offended by a lot.
He's a little sensitive.
He is.
Oh, well, offended. Well, yeah, I guess. But offended.
He's thin skinned.
That is true. I think college coaches do know the spread. Like the boosters. They got to make the boosters happy. So that's why you'll see.
I feel like some teams do.
You see Lane Kiffin throwing for touchdowns when he's still down by 30.
Oh,
got to get under the number.
When they're favorites of a certain number, and Lane Kiffin's going to do it.
But got to get under that number, though.
I think coaches know the number. Like, for example, Summy didn't know the number this week.
Ooh, 70 was not the number. That was not 0-5 plus 70. That's not the number.
0-5. Now he's 0 for his last 12. I think they've lost 12
straight.
They ended
0-7 last year.
I think so.
Against the number or just losses. Yeah, Sumlin is out.
So was Malzahn.
That may be
Malzahn
a wrap
too.
Yeah, Gus Malzahn done.
That's a little surprising. Although...
Yeah, the buyout is over $21 million.
Yeah,
I think they are. That tells me that maybe they think they need to get in the mix.
For
like maybe there's somebody they have their eyes on and they want to get in the mix now and not take a chance. Why else would you do it?
No.
Other than you just gave him an extension 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, he went on one of those miracle runs again and got his money. A lot of people thought he wasn't going to go because Gus always found a way to survive. And with $21 million left, they're like, nah, see ya. And KJ said Syracuse changed it to make it gender neutral. Just call themselves
the
Orange.
What about Orange people?
I don't think that would have rolled off the tongue. So they just called themselves the Orange.
Orange, he, she, them. He, she, them.
But that was before the...
That was before pronouns.
Yeah, before pronouns became a thing. I guess because some, you know, women play sports at Syracuse too, so they just call them Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the Lady Orangemen or the Lady Vols, you just make it Syracuse Orange.
I don't care.
Not so much.
No.
College basketball doesn't really matter in this part of the country as much until the tournament rolls around, and then we cheer very loudly for our local teams. But it's probably a bigger deal in New York than it is here.
College basketball?
In general, yes.
Yeah.
Used to be a big deal when players stayed around.
Well, Syracuse, their players stay around because they don't get good enough players, but I know what you're saying. Kentucky, their players don't stay around, and it shows because they stink this year. I think they're 1-4. Been a bad year. Speaking of our local team, I think Houston's still shut down. In fact, we got an email like Rice rescheduled a game. They're supposed to play Houston, but Houston's still... Got some COVID cases, so they can't play. That's the basketball team. The football team got a game in and lost to Memphis on a field goal. What was the last second field goal or something like that? Then they lose 30-27.
Yep. Yeah. They tied it up with 26 seconds left.
And they let him go down the field?
And they let him go down and score and win.
Wolf. Yeah. And the KC mascot is a wolf. It looks like a raccoon to me.
It is?
It's a wolf?
It's
a wolf, yeah. It looks like a raccoon. All right. Lance, what are you still doing here?
Yeah, beat it. Are you beating it?
About to leave, yes.
All right. Lance is beating it right here on ESPN 97.5.
Get your hand out of your pants. Don't beat the shot,
Yeah. We don't need that.
Put my tuck in my shirt in.
Time to talk right now about the greatnesses that my bookie. Now, I'm pretty sure Kerry, he's probably on it because that's where he's going. He's going to the number. He had the Chiefs yesterday, -7.5 or whatever it was. And then the Dolphins cover, and you're like, oh, damn it. But if you had the Dolphins, if you were like Dell, say, oh, no, our team's going to cover, no problem. Then you go to mybookie.ag, and you make money. And when you make money and you want to get it out, they pay. You win. They pay. Okay, so if you're looking for the best way to go about this and to have the most fun and in-game live betting and anything that you want to bet on, if you've been wanting to bet on the election, it's still paying, I believe. All you got to do right now is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and play, win, and get paid. It is so much fun. All you got, and I love it, and you will love it too. So if you're looking for a great, great way to get this job done, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN. 97.5.